أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وينذر الذين قالوا اتخذ الله ولدا ما لهم به من علم ولا لآبائهم كبرت كلمة تخرج من أفواههم إن يقولون إلا كذبا صدق الله العظيم Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala had begun the surah praising himself, and one quality that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala speaks about is Alladhi anzala ala abdihi al-kitab, that being that sent on his slave Sayyiduna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam the kitab. The description of the kitab, walam yaj'al lahu iwaja, the Quran, there is no crookedness in it. Secondly, Qayyima, Allah revealed this Quran as Qayyim, in other words, something that is absolutely straight. The reason for the revelation, لِيُنْذِرَ بَأْسًا شَدِيدًا, so that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala warns about the severe punishment of the Akhirat, and that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala gives glad tidings. Now, amongst the reasons of the revelation of the Quran, Allah says, وَيُنْذِرَ الَّذِينَ قَالُوا اتَّخَذَ اللَّهُ وَلَدًا And that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala warns those people who said, اتَّخَذَ اللَّهُ وَلَدًا, that Allah had taken a son, or Allah had taken offspring. Who is Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala speaking about here? Specifically, one of the objectives, one of the reasons why Allah revealed Quran, the reason of the Quran in itself, is to warn these people who have taken, who say that Allah has taken a son or Allah has taken an offspring, and that refers primarily to the Christians from the time after Isa alayhi salatu was salam, going into the time of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and continuously they say that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had begotten a son. Sayyidina Isa alayhi salatu was salam is the son of Allah, and hence they become the primary addressee of this warning that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala speaks about. Yes, the Yahud used to say that Sayyidina Uzair alayhi salam is the son of Allah, and the Quraysh of Makkah used to say that the Malaika are the daughters of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. All three factions are guilty, all three groups are guilty, but more guilty out of all of them and more widespread are the Christians. Particularly, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala sent Sayyidina Isa alayhi salatu wa salam. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala sent him with the true kitab of Allah in his life. They believed that he was the Nabi of Allah, but then they began to sway away from that belief. And hence Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala speaks about them particularly, مَا لَهُمْ بِهِ مِنْ عِلْمٍ, they do not have any knowledge regarding this matter. They are just speaking from their own estimations, their own guesswork. They have no real knowledge with regards to the divinity of Allah and the fact that Isa alayhi salatu wasalam was not the son of Allah, but Isa alayhi salatu wasalam was the slave, the servant, and he was the Nabi and Rasul of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. وَلَا لِآبَائِهِمْ, they would say that they follow their forefathers. Their forefathers also do not have knowledge with regards to this issue. How was it that they believed that he was a Rasul of Allah, and then thereafter they swayed from that path of being, believing that he is a Nabi and a Rasul of Allah Ta'ala. Kaburat kalimatan takhruju min afwahihim, grave, severe is the word that leaves their mouths, that leave their tongues. In other words, to say that Isa alayhi salam is the son of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, it is grave, it is absolutely severe in the eyes of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. إِيَّقُولُونَ إِلَّا كَذِبًا, they are not speaking but a lie. Hazrat Mawlana Abul Hasan Nadwi rahimahumullah comments on these types of ayat in the surah, and he says that one way of understanding this, they were on Sirat-e-Mustaqim and then they swayed away from Sirat-e-Mustaqim, and the very basic of the swaying away was their belief in Allah and their belief about Allah. We're speaking about saving ourselves from the fitna of Dajjal, then the very, very important aspect is that our tawheed and our oneness in Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala must be rectified, it must be correct. There is no room for errors insofar as our iman is concerned. And this is one very, very immediate message that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is giving us. So the recitation of the surah on a Friday, we should just reflect, what is my iman? Am I believing correctly regarding Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala? Is my tawheed and my aqeedah correct? Then Allah ta'ala says, فَلَعَلَّكَ بَاخِعٌ نَفْسَكَ عَلَىٰ آثَارِهِمْ, perhaps you, O Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, will destroy yourself going behind them, in other words, being after them. إِلَّمْ يُؤْمِنُوا بِهَذَا الْحَدِيثِ أَسَفًا, if they do not believe in this discourse, the speech that is going to take place, and your destruction, you will want to destroy yourself because of grief. Now, remember the cause of the revelation of the surah, the Quraysh of Makkah wanted to know the truth about Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They go to the Yahud, the questions are put to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So before Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala responds to those questions, and before Allah ta'ala answers those questions, Allah is already foretelling Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, see, we're going to respond. We are going to give it the way it is, the way they want to hear it also. But they are not going to accept. They are not going to bring iman. And that is going to cause you a lot of grief, that you will want to destroy yourself. This is an expression that you'll go through absolute grief because of them. But hence, Allah Ta'ala is also at the same time consoling Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam that they are not going to bring iman in Allah Ta'ala, they're not going to bring iman in this Quran, they're not going to bring iman in our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And that leaves us with another very, very important lesson, that he had fikr for the ummah, for mankind. And if we want to save ourselves from the fitnas of Dajjal, then we need to have that fikr and concern for the iman of mankind, but primarily beginning with our own iman. May Allah give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdihi, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, astaghfiruka wa natubu ilayka.